Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for your time. As always, very generous with it. Round one, done and dusted. Your thoughts on the first round?
Yeah, look, it was just great to have footy and netball back. So, yeah, a lot of gratitude across the league. Everyone was really excited to be back. And we'll catch some really good results. So, great round one under our belt.
And the good thing is crowds were back there as well. And they were all behaving. I went out and saw the Kangaroo Flat Eagle Hawk game, the night game. She's just fantastic, A, to have footy back, but B, that night game. And the crowds were huge. Your numbers and your thoughts on the crowds after round one?
Yeah, look, across the board, yeah, fantastic at all venues. Look, as you mentioned, Eagle Hawk opening their new facilities and switching on the lights. It was really an entertaining match out there under lights, but yeah, great facility out there. Likewise, down at Gisborne, who unveiled some new facilities. Look, it's really exciting for those clubs and our players and spectators to have access to that level of facilities across our league now.
And of course, now we're into round two this afternoon, happening as we speak. Just for those who might be heading out to some of the games or maybe already listening, just who's playing who?
Yeah, so we've got Golden Square hosting Gisborne. So, yeah, from a football perspective, two teams that really flex their muscle in round one. So that's going to be an absolute belter. Yeah, Gisborne netball is also very strong. So really entertaining match there. We've got Kangaroo Flat playing Kyneton. So, look, Kangaroo Flat showed plenty of fight for a really young side last week against Eagle Hawks. So they'd... look, they'd be very happy with their start, but obviously I want to start to put a bit more scoreboard pressure on. So, that should be a good match. Kangaroo Flats netballers, again, probably one of the yardsticks this year. So, a good match between those two clubs. South Bendigo coming off the back of some good form against Eagle Hawks. So they'll be really looking to measure themselves against a club that's been sort of the yardstick of the competition for a few years now. So I think that's really going to be an exciting match across the day. Likewise on the courts down there, I think South are really putting the pressure on, eyeing off one of those top three spots this year. So that'll be great viewing. And then down at Maryborough Castlemaine, arch rivals. So yeah, across the day, football and netball, both of those clubs and multiple teams will be really looking to kickstart and get their first 4 points for the season.
And we'll have some score results on the scoreboard in a few moments' time. And finally, Cameron, I guess, obviously with clubs back to the season proper, they're doing all the right things, the hand sanitizers, so are the crowd. I noticed a lot of people were handing out the hand sanitizers through their little groups that they had, which is fantastic, doing the right things. Volunteering is a huge important part for these particular clubs in the football and netball side of things. Clubs are still seeking some volunteers, so maybe just point in the right direction on where to go with some volunteering and some of the positions, I know, like trainers and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, look, it's a massive part of a community club to have enough volunteers. Look, clubs can never have too many hands. So, look, certainly get along on match day. Speak to your clubs. If you don't know who to speak to, certainly you're welcome to approach the league and we'll help you go through that process. But as you said, there's a range of tasks on match day or training or throughout the week that people can get involved with. And I think the main message is to not... get off put by the fact that volunteering can be a bit daunting at times, and I think clubs have really good processes in place that volunteers really have an opportunity to come and give 30 minutes or an hour a week, whether that be throughout the week or on match day, just to concentrate on one task. So, whether that be trainers or massage therapists or these sort of things, someone running the gate, flipping some burgers, doing some canteen, operating the bar, all those sort of tasks. Look, if you've got a spare hour, clubs will be really thankful.
I'm sure they will. Hey, Cameron, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and let's catch up very soon.
No, that sounds good. Thank you.